From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
News from the Sunshine Coast Amateur Radio Club, this is Gordon, VK4VP. Sunfest 2025 is here, Saturday, September 13th at the BYR Community Hall. This is a new location and much closer to public transport. The address is 25 Peachester Road, BYR. Here is your chance to grab a bargain, catch up with folks you haven't seen for a while for an off-air rag chew, or just enjoy the atmosphere. Tickets this year are cheaper than last year at just $5 for general entry and $10 for a trader's ticket that includes one general admission. There'll be raffles and door prizes and a mega auction with some great items on offer. We're also having some technical information sessions and we'll be running an exam session if required. There will be bacon and egg rolls, tea, coffee and soft drinks for sale as well. There are nearby shops and it's only a short 500 metre walk from BYR train station. You could even make it a full day by bringing the family and spending the afternoon at Australia Zoo. Open for trader entry from 8 a.m. while doors for general admission open strictly at 9:30 a.m. Just go to vk4wis.org and you'll see a big colourful flyer that has details for entry ticket purchasing. In other news, Skark has a brand new self-propelled lawnmower and line trimmer valued at $2,500. This was funded by successfully applying for a Sunshine Coast Regional Council grant. It is a good reminder for all clubs to check their local council and government groups for details of community grants. Well, that's all for now. This has been Gordon, VK4VP.
It's Sunday the 3rd of August and this is Q News from the Darling Downs Radio Club. Hi, I'm John, VK4JPM Club Secretary, and it's been a very exciting week. I'll cover the bad news first, although it's not so bad. Just before releasing the info packet for the annual general meeting, we discovered some information that was missing and which we could not obtain before the cut-off date for notice ahead of the date we'd picked. Well, maybe fate has dealt a good card, because although we have to defer the meeting for maybe 2 weeks, that gives us two opportunities. We'll be able to circulate a proposed update to the club's rules and get comment ahead of the packet going out, and we'll be able to tidy up some of the documentation a bit. We don't have a locked-in date yet for the rescheduled AGM, but holding 2nd of September might be a good idea. We'll let you know here on Q News, in a club newsletter, and on the website. And by the way, the website is going to be the first thing to be updated, so feel free to keep checking. And while you're at the homepage, we can get to the good news. If you're on our mailing lists, you should have received one of two emails, either the "It's time to renew" note or the one that says, well, how about joining or coming back if you've been away for more than 2 years? This is underpinned by our new member sign-up process, which launched successfully last Sunday. And the system has already proved itself. The Join Our Club button on the website was switched across to try booking last Sunday morning, and so far, the system has continued to quietly take membership renewals and applications. This is really good. We especially appreciate if you've come back to the fold after a few years in the wilderness, or if you've joined us for the first time. Don't forget that until the AGM, whenever that is, but it's probably only 5 weeks, the newbie or rejoin rate is only $20. And we'd love to have you join the Darling Downs Radio Club. Why not do it now? Go to ddrci.org.au, click on the big red join button, and it's okay if you'd like to have a play with the site and see how it works. You can back out at no charge once you have a feel for the process, but definitely you help the club most by completing the transaction. Now, forthcoming events, Bunnings Barbecue on the 17th of August, coinciding with the Remembrance Day contest, the Toowoomba Carnival of Flowers on the 20th of September, and the 11th of August, which is our next meeting night, when we're getting together for a natter, bit of a show and tell, and some good old-fashioned being social. That will be in person and online. Oh, and next weekend is Technorama in Toowoomba. If you also moonlight supporting tech in community radio, check out technorama.org.au to find out more. Finally, we've been asked whether there'll be a club lunch this month. The tongue-in-cheek answer is, well, yes, join us for sausages at Bunnings. But that answer has a snag. So watch this space, and maybe we'll do something around Saturday, the 23rd of August. As always, if you have a question, or if you'd like to be removed from our mailing list, or if you're willing to help at Bunnings, or even if you'd just like to make a suggestion about lunch, drop a line to secretary@ddrci.org.au and you will get our full attention. For less urgent matters, check the website at ddrci.org.au. And don't forget to renew your membership, because it expired on the 30th of June. I'm John, VK4JPM, for the Darling Downs Radio Club. Thanks for listening. I'll catch you next Sunday.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Just 1 month to spring, and all the thoroughbred horses have had another official birthday. So, punters, check your bets. If you follow the news, you at times find gems that show the way forward, but aren't necessarily obvious. During the past week, the magical fairy that controls artificial intelligence was caught out. It seems that the AI with the prehistoric name Grok made a very obvious mistake in answering a query. The question related to a who was question, and this dinosaur managed to reverse the birth year and death years so that the subject would have been a minus quantity, never alive. Lots of people like to be early adopters of technology and trends, and that's fine. You can't really come to much harm following fashion trends or decorating with the latest home furnishings. The limit for most of us is the budget. One area that is increasingly integrated into modern systems is a reliance on AI to complete multitudes of different tasks. Until recently, higher education was trying to solve the issue of students copying material from the internet or having paid writers complete necessary assignments. Today the concern is that AI is fulfilling those tasks, and they guarantee that the work submitted reflects any learning, and for that matter, whether it has been checked for accuracy against known sources of material. And so this might seem the price of innovation, but who would want to be taught by a teacher who only knows how to get ChatGPT to do the work? Who would prefer to be treated by a healthcare professional whose CV is littered with anonymous studies done on their laptop? There can be dangers in rushing adoption of new things, and the more sophisticated, the harder they may be to control. On the other hand, the news was fueled by the story of the latest attempted rocket launch from near Bowen. It was almost an anticlimax that the launch took place at all, after many events had caused numerous delays previously. The fact that the rocket rose off the launch pad but descended to Earth in under a minute was not greeted as failure by the company involved. We might remember that when the SpaceX rockets had multiple failures, their CEO, Elon Musk, also expressed the same sentiment. For those seeking progress, it is not the fact that the first or 100th attempt was not successful, but that the lessons to be learned to progress development are the important factors. When we look back to an inventor and innovator called Thomas Alva Edison, he was known for his process of reiteration, in proving an idea could be made to work the way he imagined it. I believe we can take these lessons to heart in our own activities. Don't blindly trust all that is new or available on the internet, and be prepared to think over what stopped our last experiment from succeeding. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.